You're listening to New Age Hipster Radio, home of spiritual rambles and high-vibe convos. Always dogma-free and a totally cool place to be. You can head to newagehipster.co for more spiritual awesome sauce, but for now, here's your host, Bix.
Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome to another episode of the New Age Hipster Radio podcast. And what is going to be the final episode of the podcast? And in this episode, I kind of just wanted to share with you some of my reasons for making this decision and to just kind of have a chat about where I'm at, I guess, in the hopes that maybe it will help you to, I don't know, feel okay with wherever you're at too, right? Because that's really what podcasting is about. It's all about connecting with each other and sharing our stories and sharing our messages and what we have to share through our personal experience in the hopes that somebody else may go, oh yeah, I feel the same, or I really get that, or I totally resonate, or like, yeah, I'm there too. So the podcast, oh my gosh, what a journey it has been. We started the podcast, I started the podcast way back, like over 4 years ago, and this second season that we are just wrapping up now, I don't know why I'm saying we, I'm wrapping up now, was kind of an experiment. It was kind of an experiment. I kind of really hit a wall at the end of last year, which was 2022. I had been really working my butt off writing. I was doing a lot of writing, and I think I've shared this story before, but if you haven't heard it, here it is again. If you have, I wrote 2 books and a deck in the space of 6 months, and on top of running my business as well. So it was really kind of a very full on time. And by the end of the year, I was pretty shattered. So I took a little bit of time to kind of come out of that. I took a couple of months to kind of come out of that and start doing readings and start offering courses and classes and stuff again. And then I felt really good again, right? Like as happens, if you know, someone like me, or I think everybody can relate to this in some way, we have these moments, we have these seasons, these cycles where we're just like, go, go, go. We have all of this energy. We just want to create everything, do everything. And it's really exciting and buzzy. And then we kind of go to the other side of that, the other side of the wheel of fortune, right? The wheel moves around and then we're kind of feeling like, I don't know that I have anything left to give. So, you know, that's where I was at the end of last year. I was like, I got nothing left. And then the wheel came back around and I felt like, I want to do stuff. I want to create again. I want to be blogging. I want to be podcasting. I want to get back on YouTube. I want to like do my social media properly. Like all of these things that I hadn't really been doing very consistently or doing very well for, you know, at least that 6 months, because I was just so focused on other stuff. So I kind of like went all in. I'm back on YouTube, I'm back on social media, I'm doing readings, I'm doing courses, I'm doing all of these things. And of course, you know, lots of people who are close to me did ask me, you know, if this was a good idea. You know, I'm somebody who's very much, when I get the ideas and when I get the idea and I get the divine kind of nudge, like we like to call it, you know, that divine nudge to go in a certain direction, I just go. I just go. And in some ways that's great, because that has helped me to start my own business, run my own business, grow my own business, write books, create decks, do all of the amazing things that I've done in my business. That energy has really helped me to do that, but that has also resulted in these times that I have had where I've just kind of been pretty exhausted. And I don't think there's enough people talking about this out there in the world, of how difficult it is how tough it is, how exhausting it is, how tiring it is to be a content creator right now. And I think it's always been difficult to be a content creator, but I mean, first of all, we've only been content creators for a little bit of time, right? Like, when I started my business, I wasn't even really thinking about, oh, I've got to create all of this content. You know, I just thought I'm going to do some readings. And then I kind of realized, okay, I probably need to have a blog and a social media and maybe get on YouTube and all of this kind of stuff. But, you know, like, go back another, I don't know, go back 20 years. Can we? Could we please go back 20 years? No one even knew what this phrase content creator was, right? Like, what's a content creator? Like, that didn't even exist to us back then, right? So we live in this, you know, really quite bizarre time on planet Earth, where people like me who are running our own businesses, we have all of this goodness to share, we have all of these things that we want to share with the world, and it relies so heavily, well, it doesn't have to rely, but for most of us, we rely so heavily on creating content as a way to essentially promote our business. And it can get tricky with a spiritual business because so much of it feels like service as well. You know, like, yes, it's to promote our business, but there's also an element of service here too, right? Like, when I do the pick a card readings here on YouTube, if you're watching this on YouTube, when I do my pick a card readings on social media, there's definitely like an element to those, which is, hey, this is free. You know, like, this is free. Like, come, hang, get a little bit of a reading. This is my gift to you. I hope that this, you know, serves and supports you, right? Like, that's, you know, that's very much a part of how I feel about that type of content. But ultimately, that content is also there so that you can get a taste of what it would be like to work with me. Right, I think this idea that we are just creating all of this content totally for free out of the goodness of our own hearts because we just want to serve and support is really nice. But as a business owner, if you're just creating content to serve and support people and nobody's actually booking in with you to get a reading or coming to your workshops or whatever it is that you're promoting, then you've got a problem. You've got a problem. And then you find yourself in a place where you cannot actually keep doing the free content because you're just like becoming a content machine. And then part of the thing that happens too is sometimes we actually struggle then to have time to do readings and have time to support people one-on-one and have time to create courses and all of these other things that we're doing. So it's tough. It is tough. And I'm going to just be really, like, really just wanted to make this video and be, like, pretty honest and open about what's happening for people, you know, because it's not just me who's experiencing or has experienced. I'm not experiencing burnout right now, but I have. I have experienced burnout a number of times over the last 10 or so years of running my business. And every single person that I know who runs their own business in the spiritual community and in other areas as well has also experienced burnout, has also experienced these times where it's just like, I'm just giving and giving and I'm creating and creating and I don't have time to do to do the other things. I don't have time to do my work anymore. You know, like, I got into this business because I wanted to hold space for people in tarot readings. Like, that was how my business started. And then I moved from there into teaching spiritual development. So that was very much what I wanted to do. So of course it made sense for me to create some content to get people excited about that and maybe come and work with me. But you know, you can definitely get to a place where you're just teaching spiritual development for free, like on social media, on TikTok, on YouTube, you know, wherever you are, blogging about it, whatever. And then it's like, now I'm just doing my job for free. And, you know, if you got the means to do it, then power to you. But for most of us, we need to actually make a little bit of money doing this. So basically, you know, it's hard. It's hard. And I think if you're not a content creator and you're not somebody who runs your own business, or you don't have a blog, or you've never kind of done that, then you may not realize like what actually goes into the creation of content. So I love creating content. Like, I love doing this stuff. I love to blog. I love to connect with people. I love to do the free stuff. I love to do social media. There's all of these things that I love doing, but they take a lot of time and energy. And I am at a place right now where I'm feeling like if I don't take a little break from some of these things that I'm doing, I'm gonna go like down to the other side of the Wheel of Fortune pretty quickly. And when you go all the way down to the bottom fast, it's really hard to come back up to the top fast anyway. You know, it's kind of like you want to ease down. You know that the Wheel of Fortune is going to turn, you know it's going to spin, you know there's going to be times where things are slow and things are like a little bit more stressful and whatever, but it's like if you can get there a little bit more slowly and easily, then it's so much easier to kind of be like, okay, well, this is where I am right now. I know how to handle it. I know that I'll come back up the top, rather than create, busy, and then dunk down to the bottom. So I am very much interested in looking after my well-being, my mental health and my well-being. And this is something that I have been seeing in my cards a lot lately and in my guidance. And I have seen this a lot for collective guidance and for clients at the moment as well, that we are all really being asked to focus on our mental health and our well-being, and to really put that at the forefront of our priorities. We really need to make it a priority. And I have, in my business in the last 10 years and my life previously to that, I have not always done that. And I have not always done that in a way that has worked when I have done that. So I've talked a little bit in the past about my experiences with anxiety, and I don't really want to go too much into that in this video, because I kind of just wanted to make this a little bit about, you know, why we're not doing the podcast anymore. But really, this is coming up for me, and it's coming up for everybody I talk to. That's just like, the world is so crazy right now. Like, it is so crazy. And business owners are just like, okay, well, I just got to pump out more content. I'm just gonna pump out more. Like, my stuff's not getting seen on Instagram. Okay, I gotta just do more content, and I gotta do better content, and I gotta do more, and I've got to hustle harder, right? Like, that's always the answer, isn't it? Like, in business, it's like, well, if you're not succeeding or you're not getting your post seen or whatever, it's just like, hustle harder and then everything will be fine. But that, as we know, does not work. It does not work. So we need to find new ways of doing things. And I feel like this video/podcast is kind of a little bit rambly, but I really feel like we're kind of in this real transitional space right now, where so many of the things that we've been doing for many, many years as business owners, creating content, for example, it doesn't work in the way that it used to work. And we're all just kind of trying to figure out, well, what are we going to do? Like, how are we going to use our time and energy to share with the world all of the good stuff that we're offering? And that's very much where I'm at right now. I have been thinking a lot about what I have done in the past and what has worked in the past. And sometimes I try to do those things now and they don't work. For example, I remember when I first got on Instagram, we were doing all the Instagram challenges, you know, like the hashtag tarot challenge or whatever. And everyone was getting on board, and you'd see other people's pics and you'd comment on other people's stuff and you'd like it and you'd connect with them. But Instagram is like a totally different place now, right? Like it's completely different than what it was like 10 years ago. It is, the landscape is completely different. You know, it's like, I moved into Instagram land when it was still, I'm thinking of like Back to the Future, where Hill Valley is. And, you know, like I moved into Hill Valley when it was, they were just putting the road in, you know, and it was like, okay, I'm going to buy my plot of land and I'm going to move in and I'm going to be like, you know, one of the first people really talking about like witchy stuff on here, doing tarot spreads, all that stuff. I'm not going to say like I wasn't the first person or anything, but I was definitely very much a part of the community at that time, like 10 years ago. It's probably even more than 10 years ago now. I'm trying to look at the date. I don't know. It's more than 10 years. And, you know, we built it. We built it. I'm just going to say that. I'm going to say what it is. We built it. You know, like we built this amazing community on Instagram that was just like, bring your tarot cards, like do the challenges, do a giveaway, like let's connect, like let's hang out, hashtag tarot readers of Instagram, you know, hashtag divination community. Like that was our thing, you know, we made that happen. We made that. And now it's like, okay, it actually feels a little bit more like the alternate 1985, Hill Valley is honestly what Instagram feels like for me now. Like, it's just like, I just feel like I'm in this place of like, what the fuck happened here? You know, like, what is this? Like, this isn't the place that I recognize. And I can feel like, as I'm saying this, I just feel like, oh my gosh, like I must sound like such an old millennial, you know. Elders of Instagram is something else that people have been calling us. Elder millennials, elders of Instagram, all of these things. And it does make me feel a little bit like, you know, I just want to listen to, last night I was listening to New Kids on the Block and just like, you know, wishing for a different time, wishing that we lived in a different time. And maybe that's just what middle age does to you, you know, like maybe that's just what happens when you get to a certain point in your life. And you look at what all the kids are doing online and you're like, oh, kids today. But, you know, like we're all still trying to run our businesses. And it's like, how do you run your business? How do you create content? How do you get seen? How do you share your stuff when, you know, you're like, you're trying to create meaningful content? And this is what I have always tried to do with New Age Hipsters. I want to create something that's meaningful and something that's useful and something that connects us. You know, I want to connect with you. I want us to feel like, I want you to listen to my podcast or watch my videos and feel like we're here together. You know, we're in this together. I don't want to just give you like a 14 second reel of like all my opinions on everything about life. So, you know, in full transparency here, I am struggling with social media at the moment, and I'm actually planning to take some time off social media, which I have done before. And I was going to make like a podcast episode of just telling you about the last time I took time off social media, and I never did that, but maybe I'll share a little bit of it now. It was amazing. I took 40 days off social media and I felt like a complete reset in my nervous system. I felt like I could breathe deeper. I felt like I loved myself more because I wasn't like comparing myself to, you know, what everybody else in the world was doing or appeared to be doing. And I had more time, I read more books, I was just like, I was a different person, not completely different person, but I had time and I had space, and the nervous system stuff, like for me, was huge. And I think, you know, it goes with anxiety really well, right? The whole nervous system situation, when our nervous systems are feeling overwhelmed, we start to go into that like flight or fight response. And you know, I can feel that when I scroll Instagram sometimes, I can feel like my body reacting, and I can feel the squeezing and the tensing and the and the voice that comes in and says, "Fix, maybe you should take some time off, maybe you should put your phone down." But when you're in a scroll, you know, when you're deep in the scroll, that voice could be screaming at you like, "Get off your phone, your house is on fire," you know. And it's just like, okay, yeah, I'll do it in a second. I'll put that fire out in a second. It's interesting. It's really, really interesting. So having that reset, having those 40 days was like amazing for me. And I'm going to be taking another 40 days. I'm making this video early in October. I am going to be taking 40 days off again, probably towards the end of October and into November. I'm going to take November off, which is, again, part of the reason why I am saying goodbye to the podcast, because I need a break. I could have just said that at the start. I could have just said I need a break. I could have just said that. I could have just saved you 20 minutes of listening to my ramblings and just said I need a break. And part of the reason I want to make this podcast and share this with you, because it feels so rambly and so like social media, and like I'm whinging about everything, but I want to inspire you to take a break, right? Like I want to give you permission, not that you need permission from anybody, but I want you to feel like you have permission to take a break, because the world is freaking nuts right now. And you know, I had like an amazing conversation, you can find it on the podcast, with Diana Cooper. And she talks about the golden future, and she talks about holding the vision for the golden future. And you know what? I'm here for that. I'm here for holding the vision of things are going to get better. Things are getting better. There are so many things that are better in the world right now. More people are caring about the environment. Things are happening. Good things are happening for animals. You know, people who identify differently are getting more rights. And there's all these good things that are going on. You know, like there's improvements in like cancer treatments. You know, I could go on, but there's lots of really good things happening. But at the same time, we're also dealing with massive transitions and massive changes and massive shifts in technology. We've got AI, which is just like, no one knows what to do with that right now, especially content creators, artists, authors. Oh, it just feels like, what is going to happen, you know? So I totally get that people are feeling anxious about that. Like, I have a lot of questions about how that's going to affect me as an author, as a creator, as a content creator. There's already a huge amount, and this has actually been happening for a long time, but like way before the whole like, oh my gosh, AI has taken over the world. So many blog posts are written by AI, and they have been written by AI for a long time. A lot of that has been happening for longer than people knew about. Another thing that's been happening for longer than people knew about is Spotify has actually had a lot of AI music on there way before everybody was freaking out about AI. So like, you know, years ago. They've been doing it for years. but all of this stuff is just like, okay, there's a lot going on here. And then of course we've got the climate, the world's getting hotter. We've got a lot of stuff happening. And I personally feel like it's part of our job as spiritual people to find a way to be okay with it all. You know, like find a way to stay in our bodies, to stay in like a positive mind space as much as we can, to look after ourselves and to look after the people around us, to look after our communities and help and support and be the light, essentially. Like, some people hate the term light worker, and that's fine if you don't like it, but that's what we are. We're light workers, and light workers are here to anchor the light and to hold the light especially in really dark times, and I'm not saying this is like a really dark time, but in times that we don't know what's going on in the world, or in times when, you know, it just kind of feels like we don't know what's gonna happen, you know, like we don't know what's happening. We need people here to be able to hold the light and to basically not get caught up in like the frenzy and the chaos and the like the energy that just feels like it's just like, wow, you know, like that's not what we're here to do. And that doesn't mean we won't have those moments where we are like, what? Because that's human to do that. That's human to have those moments, and we all will, and that's okay. But the idea is that while we're having that moment, there's some other people who are like holding the frequency, you know, holding the frequency. And we need that more than ever right now. We need that more than ever right now. And so what we need to do, and I'm saying we because this is us, if you're listening to my podcast, if you like my work, then you know, this is you, this is what you're about. You're here to do this. You're here to do this, right? Like, I read this amazing thing in a book. I don't know where it is, but I'm gonna find that and like try to find that and share that in somewhere, maybe on Instagram. I'll share that on Instagram. I'll get on Instagram and I'll share that. But we need to be able to do that. So if those of us who are here who feel like we are light workers, star seeds, I'm wearing this really cool t-shirt today. Sirian star seed t-shirt. If you resonate as a star seed, as a light worker, as a mystic, as a spiritual seeker, as a priestess, as a magician, as a just a spiritual person in the world, we can't just be like caught up in the frenzy all the time. Maybe it happens sometimes, but we can't live in the frenzy. We really need to be the ones holding everybody else together. And that sounds a little bit like a big job, and it kind of is a big job. But we need people who are not going to lose their shit, basically, as we transition from where we are now into the golden future. We really need people who are not going to lose their shit. So how do we become those people that aren't going to lose their shit and can hold the frequency, and can hold the higher frequencies, can hold the light, can be the light, can be of service to love when things feel like chaotic and out of control? So one of the answers I've been getting to that question is we have to look after our nervous systems. So we need to look at the things that cause us problems with our nervous systems. And for me, this is a really long way to get to to get to where I was going. For me, one of those things is to figure out how to deal with social media and how to deal with it in a way that means it can be useful to me and it can be useful for my business and can help people find me, but it doesn't just fry my nervous system. So, you know, I'm having all sorts of thoughts about this. I'm having all sorts of thoughts, and I don't know if I wasn't sure I was going to share this, but so I'm definitely going to take 40 days off before the end of the year to have a reset, and then I'm going to see how I feel. Because I find whenever I take these breaks, and I've taken like some shorter breaks before, and sometimes I just take the weekend off. And it's really interesting if you don't look at social media for a whole weekend, when you come back on, and even more so when you do it for like 40 days, when you come back onto social media, it's a totally different experience. And you look at everything differently. And you're like, you're so in your intuition. You're so in your intuition. That was one thing that I thought was like amazing when I came back after 40 days. It's like I could see what was really happening. You know, I could see the posts that were like really written with intention and integrity. And I could see what was like written from a place of just like frantic, I just got to post something. And I could see through a lot of the bullshit, basically, that's on there. And that was kind of amazing. And then I also, you know, realized just kind of like how, you know, it's really interesting. Like in the Ascension communities, we talk a lot about the Matrix. And I think it's funny because there's like all these people freaking out about the Matrix and, you know, the government's trying to control us and the mainstream media is trying to control us and like all of this stuff. And, you know, yeah, okay, I'm not saying that's wrong. But then, you know, you get on social media and you scroll for an hour. What do you think is happening there? You know, like, what do you think? What do you think is happening? Like, social media is the Matrix. Like, that's, we're stepping into it. You know, like, we take a step and we just go, I'm just going into the Matrix. And if you do that with the conscious awareness of like, well, I'm going to go and have a look in the Matrix, see what's up. You do it with that conscious awareness, it could be like, you know, okay, cool. Like, you're having a little trip into the Matrix and you're looking around, seeing what's going on, and you're getting the vibe, and maybe there's something in there for you, maybe there's not, whatever. But the problem is that so many of us are opening up our phones and going into social media without that awareness or realization that this is the Matrix. And so we're just getting confused about what's real, what's not real, what's important, what's not important. And then it becomes a part of us, it gets in our aura, it gets in our mind, it gets in our aura, it gets into our bodies, you know, like we're holding all the stuff. And it's not good. Like, it's not good for us, you know. So we've got this world that's like, okay, well, the human experience in the world is like is a matrix, right? But social media is like a matrix within a matrix. And then, you know, and we could talk about that all day, but, you know, I think that it can be really useful to think about it like that. So, you know, we're here as spiritual business owners, and we're trying to like get people, we're going into them. It's like we're selling to people in the Matrix, you know, we're popping into the Matrix and we're trying to like sell stuff from that energy place. And it's just kind of like, okay, well, the best way to do that is to create more content. And then it's just, you know, we become a part of the machine. And part of me feels like, part of me knows that, okay, well, in order to run a spiritual business, like, you kind of do have to be a little bit a part of the machine, and you do have to kind of tick the boxes and play the game a little bit, and because, you know, that's how people find you. But there's also another part of me that is just like screaming right now, that's just like, I don't want to be a part of the machine. I don't want to be a part of the machine. I want to go back to 1990 when New Kids on the Block at the top of the chart, and when the only way to find spiritual information was to go to a bookshop in the city. You had to take a mission there, you had to take a trek to the city, and, you know, spend your afternoon looking at books that you probably couldn't afford anyway. I don't know. I mean, it's not, there's a lot of things about 1990 that weren't great. There's a lot of things that are really great now. It's great that, you know, spirituality and magic is having another heyday. I love this. I love that this is happening for us. I love this is happening for our community. But, you know, along with that also comes a lot of weird information that's out there at the moment. A lot of people sharing spiritual stuff that, you know, it would be good if they'd read a few more books first. There's all this stuff going on. So this has turned into like a massive rant. What else is it going to be? What else is it going to be? And my fringe, oh my gosh, I am just... I think I said in my last video, I need someone to tell me at the full moon. I've actually asked my friend Hannah Wallace to do this for me. She's amazing. If you don't follow her, go and follow her. I've asked her every full moon to just send me a text and say, don't cut your hair. Because it's happened twice now, two full moons this year, that I've been like, I'm going to cut my fringe. And I just don't think the short fringe is... like for me anymore. I don't know. Okay, that was a massive aside. So, you know, 40, coming up to 35 minutes into this podcast, and I don't know that anybody's still listening at this point or watching. But I don't want to do the podcast anymore. That's you know, this whole ramble has kind of got me to that point. There are so many things I love about the podcast. I love talking to you. I love sharing my thoughts about all this stuff in this amazing format where people can, you know, actually hear what you have to say. I love talking to people. I love, love, love connecting with people. And I love all of the guests that we've had on and all of the amazing conversations that I've had with people. I love doing that. What I don't love is feeling like I have to put a podcast out every single week. I don't love the admin side of it. I don't love uploading, downloading, uploading. But you know, that's just a part of it, so that's okay really. But the pressure to produce a podcast every single week, for me, it's not working. And it's not working for a couple of reasons. It's not working because I'm tired and I know I need a break. It's also not working for me because, and this is something I think is problematic for so many people who create content, I don't feel like I'm always producing my best work. I feel like I'm producing content because it's Wednesday. And that's not how I want to roll. That's not how I want to do this. I don't want to share content because it's Wednesday. Like, I want to share content because I have something to say. And sometimes it's Wednesday and I don't have anything to say. Or I'm still thinking about things. Or, you know, I'm tired. Or whatever, I'm busy, I'm doing readings, you know, I'm creating a Kundalini yoga course, I'm doing all these other things. So that's some of the reasons why, this podcast episode's like so a little bit unhinged. But that's how I'm feeling at the moment. And I think, you know, we need to honor how we're feeling. And I'm feeling a little bit like, got a lot to say about a lot of topics, but I don't think the podcast is the best way for me to do that. What I'm thinking for the future ahead is definitely taking some time off from doing anything. So I'm going to be taking most of November off from doing anything. There's still some stuff happening in October. If you want to hang out, I've got October's the last month that I have readings available for this year. And then as we go into next year, I'm going to have a bit of a revamp of my offerings, and kind of just spend some time over the next couple of months thinking about how I can best serve and support you. But right now, my standard offerings are still available. There's not that many readings left. There's kind of like a handful. I don't know when I put this up. I'm actually recording this not on a Wednesday. I'm recording this on the Friday before the Wednesday. So there may or may not be a whole bunch of readings left. So it might be slim pickings. It might not be, I don't know. But if you do want to get a reading this year, you can still do that. I'm also running a Kundalini yoga workshop course. We're going to meet for 4 weeks. Every Monday morning Australia time for 4 weeks, which is Sunday evening for many of you. And we are going to do some Kundalini yoga with the Archangels. So we're going to travel to their etheric retreats and do some yoga there for double whammy of awesomeness. And I'm also working on something with Morgan Le Fay for Halloween, which is also Beltane here, but it's kind of, there's a collective Halloween vibe around that time. So we're going to do like a Halloween healing with Morgan Le Fay. She came through really strongly to offer that. So there's still a lot happening in October, but I won't be creating as much content, I don't think. And then November, I'm going to be chilling. December, I am going to do a solstice. We are going to meet on the solstice if you're interested in doing that. We're going to do a Kundalini magic workshop. These are the workshops that I've been doing pretty consistently most of this year, where we meet and we do a little bit of breath work. We do we go into a deep meditation, we go on a journey, and then we do a Kundalini meditation, which is usually some kind of mantra, or we hold a mudra, or we do something like that. But that's accessible for everybody. So angelic yoga is physical yoga, although you do not have to be physically fit, you do not have to be flexible to come to Kundalini yoga. A lot of it is like sitting on the ground, moving your arms around, stuff like that. Some of it's I'm going to actually make a video that's like a little taster class, so you can check that out when I've made that. But the workshops, like the one-off workshops, they're always for everybody. And so, you know, even if we do have something where we have a mudra, I'll offer you an option for that if you are physically unable to do it. So there's still going to be a lot happening. Yeah, I'm not going away. I'm just figuring it out, you know, like I think we all are. And I know from past experience that when I start to feel like, wow, I'm putting out content because it's a Wednesday, or, you know, I'm struggling to make time for the things that I'm really passionate about, I know that I need to make a change. So I have lots of ideas for what I want to do moving forward. I think I'm going to do a bit more blogging. I love blogging. I love just typing out some stuff. I love making tarot spreads. I've got a whole list of ideas for tarot spreads that I haven't made yet. I'm really feeling a vibe to do like some vintage movie tarot spreads and stuff like that. I want to do that. I love that. I'm working on a novel. I'm working on trying to get my other novel that's finished. I'm working on trying to get an agent, somebody interested in that. What else am I doing? There's all these other things that I'm doing. I'm actually kind of not hating YouTube as well. And there's been some interesting kind of nudges and stuff that's been coming through for me around that, because I have been shit at YouTube. I really got into it when I started my business, and then I got tired. Are you seeing a pattern here? Then I got tired and I was like, no, I'm never doing YouTube again. And then I came back to YouTube and I was like, oh, I feel like I've got energy to do YouTube. And then I got tired and I didn't want to do YouTube anymore. And I went on this cycle, and you can look back at my YouTube videos and you can see that there are times when I was like doing videos every week, a couple of videos a week, and then I disappear for a year. And then I come back and I do like videos for 6 months, and then I disappear again. And that is not good for business. Like, it's really not good for business. Like, you really have to stick at stuff, and you really have to be consistent. And I'm at the point with the podcast where it's like, I don't want to do the podcast every week. And you know what? There are some amazing people who do that. There are some amazing people. I know Emma Mumford, she's amazing. She's a friend of mine, and she is on like episode 300 and something of her podcast, and I'm just like in awe of that, because how are you doing that, like 300 weeks of podcasting? Like, that's years and years and years. And of course people are batching their content, so you know, you can still go on holiday, you can still have a break, and you can put out your content. But I haven't been that great at batching content actually ever. The whole time that I've run my business, I've tried it, and there's been times where like, oh, I've got a lot to say today, so I'm going to record a couple of videos. But I'm a little bit more like fly by the seat of your pants on a wing and a prayer. that is my vibe. That's pretty much how I run my business. That's not to say that I'm I don't plan, or I don't have goals, or I don't, have some scheduling going on, all those things. Like I wouldn't have gotten this far if I didn't have those things. But in terms of like, okay, I'm going to do a day where I just make videos for YouTube. Like, that's just, I just don't think that I work like that. I just don't think that's how my brain works or how my guidance works. My guidance is very much like, it comes in and then it needs to come out and then I move on. You know, like I can't hold it. Like I find if I hold it, it either gets stuck and I just feel bad, or it just goes out. It just goes out and it never gets created. So, you know, this is kind of, it's all about like learning about yourself too, right? So, you know, I would rather just sit down and make a YouTube video, and it's not a Wednesday. It's a Saturday, and I have the you know, feel excited about making a video. I'll make a video and I'll probably like upload it that day, right? That's just what I do. That's just how I am. I don't I don't think I have it in me to do 300 episodes of a podcast. And I certainly don't have it within me to batch podcast episodes, like, you know, have a store of them. I did a podcast with somebody who was recording the podcast. I was a guest of theirs, and afterwards they said, oh, so it'll probably go up in about 6 months. I was like, what, 6 months? And they said that that's how much content they, like, that's how far ahead they do it. Their podcast is like, they're doing it 6 months ahead. I was like, wow. Like I did an episode with Ali Skiba this week, and I recorded it on Tuesday and I uploaded it on Wednesday. Anyway, I'm going off on massive tangents here and completely rambling at you, but I just really wanted to share all of this because maybe you are navigating this too. And I want you to know that you're not alone. We're all navigating this. We're all trying to figure it out. Maybe you are feeling like you are about to energetically hit a wall. Maybe you're in burnout. Maybe you don't run your own business, but you're feeling just burnout and energetically hitting a wall from other things that you're doing. And the invitation here is to really like just maybe pause here and ask yourself, where am I hustling too hard? Where am I in danger of reaching burnout and like flopping down to the other side of that wheel? Is there something I can do to help me stay on the top of the wheel for longer this time, or forever? Do we have to go to the bottom of the wheel of fortune, or can we find a way to dance on the top where we're like constantly kind of in motion, but like a little bit in motion, rather than, you know, we're running, and then we fall on our butts. This was way longer than I thought it was gonna be. But yeah, please, like, look after your mental health, look after your well-being, do what you need to do to keep shining bright. Whether that is you stop creating so much content, whether it's that you focus on something else that you really care about. You know, this is one of the things for me as well that I haven't even really touched on yet in this episode. It's just like, what do I enjoy doing? What do I really want to do? What do I really want to create? How do I love showing up? Rather than, oh, it's a Wednesday, I better make a podcast episode. You know, like what lights you up? What do you love creating? These are all the questions I'm asking myself, and I'm figuring all of that out. And you know, having said all of this, as much as I'm like, this is the last podcast episode ever, I also reserve the right to change my mind, which I think we all need to do. And I think we just generally collectively need to make that more okay, that we're allowed to change our minds about things, right? We're allowed to change our minds. We're allowed to say, okay, I'm done with the podcast. And then 6 months later, be like, actually, you know what? I'll do the podcast again, because that's okay. That's absolutely okay. Like, we are evolving beings and we have different thoughts and ideas about things all the time, and things change and things shift, and our energy changes and shifts, and how we want to show up in the world changes and shifts. And if we're not honoring that, then, you know, that's when we have problems. So the podcast is over for now, maybe forever. Maybe it will come back. Maybe I'll do another 20 episodes in another 4 years and we'll meet again. But I'm not going away. I'm still going to be blogging. I might even take up YouTube as a casual thing that I do when I have something to say. I don't know. I do enjoy rambling and sharing my thoughts. I always get some really beautiful, heartfelt comments on my videos that say that I talk too much, that I say too much, that I ramble. Why would anybody want to watch this? You know, I really appreciate those comments. Part of the reason that I quit YouTube in the first place was comments like that. But I'm kind of okay with them now because, you know what? Hey, you're right. I've just rambled for 50 freaking minutes on why the podcast is over. And it's interesting because this has made me realize maybe I do actually have a lot to say. Maybe there's more to say in the podcast. Interesting. Okay, that is it for me. I am sending you so much love. You will still see me around on the YouTube channel. You will see me on my website. You will see me on social media until November when I'm having a little break. And yeah, I'm not going away. I'm just evolving and shifting and changing, and I think we should all be doing that. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to share in the comments, what is evolving and changing for you? How are you feeling about content creation? How are you feeling about YouTube, about social media, about living in the matrix and the matrixes within the matrixes, which is actually an acceptable plural of the term matrix, by the way. One of my very clever friends sent me a message the other day when I had written matrixes, and he told me it was wrong and it was matrices, but actually I googled it before I put it into that post and it did say that both were acceptable. So, you know, let me know what you think about all of this. I want to connect with you. I want to have a conversation with you. I want to know how you feel, what's coming up for you. Share it in the comments. Send me an email. I read my emails. I read every single email that comes into my inbox. I reply to every single email that comes into my inbox. If you have questions, you want to tell me something, you want to just like share something that's coming up for you, like you agree or you disagree or whatever, if you want to chat, like send me an email. Like I will read it. I will reply. A lot of people don't do that, but I feel like it's really important and it's really something I want to do. I want to connect with people. It's kind of one of my whole things. So yeah, get in touch, stay in touch, join my newsletter list. If you're like, Vix, I've listened to this ramble. It was so long, but I really enjoyed it and I loved your vibe and I loved what you had to say, even though it was a bit unhinged, and I would love to stay connected with you. Join my newsletter list. You'll get a newsletter from me. I send out a newsletter on the full moon and the new moon, and I also, there's like so many people on bikes going past. It just was like so distracting. And I also send out emails to let you know when there are new offerings, when there's readings available. There's still bikes going past, it's so weird. So you sign up for my newsletter. You can see, it's interesting too, like I'm gonna watch this back and be like, wow, how distracted am I from constantly being on social media, right? Because it's so like, I think it's another thing that really kind of, another way that we're really affected by it is like, you know, the focus of just life. Anyway, that's like another whole thing. Okay, I love you so much and I appreciate you so much and I love my community and I love you, and I know some of you who are going to watch this whole video, and I just want you to know that like I see you and I care about you and I think you're amazing, and I want you to do what you need to do to anchor your own light in the world. And I will see you somewhere, sometime. very soon. Lots and lots of love.
You've been listening to New Age Hipster Radio. For more good vibes and spiritual goodness, head to newagehipster.co. Thanks for listening and peace out.